Well, how is President Biden going to win the election in 2024? Is it with a robust economy? No. Surging inflation numbers once again just out, showing Americans are struggling and those prices are going to continue higher. Americans are feeling the pain at the pump. We've got a disaster unfolding in the Middle East. President Biden has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history, but there is one way that they could win this election. And up until now, it really seemed like a conspiracy theory. Here's an idea. Have the borders be wide open and have millions of illegal aliens come across the border and then vote for President Biden, right? It sounds ridiculous. Couldn't possibly happen, except that it is. And our next guest, Anthony Rubin from Muckraker.com, was literally handed the documents at one of these shadowy non-governmental organizations south of the border that has ties to Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. It really sounds like something out of a spy novel, but it's true. So this document, Anthony is going to break it down for us and explain exactly what these illegal aliens are being told to do once they cross the border. Anthony, thanks for joining us here on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Clayton. It's always a pleasure and an honor. This document that was just broken today, it was a joint release by the Heritage Oversight Project and Muckraker.com. First of all, this document was found in Matamoros, okay? And apparently, it's being distributed by the Matamoros Resource Center. That's like right over the port of entry from Brownsville. You cross over from Brownsville, and this is, you know, literally like a two-minute walk from the border. And it says in the document, it says in the bottom of this flyer, something along the lines of, be sure to vote for President Biden when you reach the United States so we can stay open for another 4 years. And apparently now there's pushback. People are coming out and they're saying that it's a fake, that this is some sort of fabrication, or that, you know, they're not a part of this. I don't really know how that's possible, because the document that we obtained was actually obtained from within their office. Okay, number one.
Well, that's got to be, that's inconvenient. So now they're like, oh no, this is fake. No, you literally got it from inside of their own offices.
Unless somebody, listen, I'm going to say only the facts, only what I know. Maybe there was some elaborate setup that somebody wanted to frame her and they placed it there in their office. And that's what this was all about. But that wasn't the only place that it was found. There's a camp, an illegal alien camp, right next to this place, the Matamoros Resource Center. And when I say next to, I mean literally a one-minute walk. You walk over to this camp. And this is included in the Twitter thread where this was released. In the porta-potties of this camp, this flyer was hung up inside of the porta-potties. So again, unless this was some elaborate setup where they were trying to frame this woman, Gabrielle, who runs this organization, and they went and they hung up these flyers, I don't know what to say, but that, you know, it has her name on it, it has a number on the bottom, and it says the information that I just mentioned to you.
Yeah, it says, and I'll read it exactly. It says, reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. The RCM, the Resource Center in Matamoros. Now, this is tied to, of course, this has a little, you know, shady history as it relates to the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. And Hias, which is the Hebrew, I forget the full name of, it's the Hebrew something, something, something.
Immigrant Aid Society.
Say that again?
The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society.
Right, which of course has been exposed now as also handing out maps and information to help and guide these individuals as they come across the border into the United States. Once that was exposed, they've removed some of the maps. And of course, then they tried to do a smear campaign in the New York Times against journalists who have been trying to cover this and expose this. But can you explain the highest connection to this NGO handing out these documents, telling people to vote for Biden?
Yes. Yeah, so the only connection there, basically what it is this small little building. It's not even an office building. It's just this little, you know, two-story, you know, complex. And, you know, apparently in that complex, there's a Hias office there. And that's what's mentioned in that that document. You can see Hias, and it says that, you know, there's a Hias office here. But yeah, Hias is, listen, assuming this isn't some elaborate setup, right? And this document is 100% legitimate, which I believe it to be, then that would have to mean, as far as I could see, that there is no way that people that were working on Hias in this center did not know about these flyers, right? I mean, right. How could you not know? Just so everybody's aware, the way that we were originally tipped off to this, it wasn't like we were just in this camp and we found these flyers. We actually were tipped off to this by a source in New York. We have a source that's working inside some of these hotels in New York. And he calls us up one day and he says, hey, I have an illegal alien that I just spoke to who showed me a picture of a flyer that he got from Matamoros that says to vote for Biden. And so that means that this illegal alien that's in New York now, probably released onto the streets, probably never going to be found again, but that's not the point. This illegal alien had encountered these same flyers and allegedly was handed to them by this organization, right? So now maybe he's in on the conspiracy too, if it's a hoax. But so my point is that in saying all this, as far as Hyas is concerned, they're in the same office building, and I don't see any way that these workers in Hyas would not know about these flyers. Speculation,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it makes sense. And RCM, we should be clear, RCM, according to the open Oversight Project, says RCM bills itself as an operation which houses functions for the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, which helps illegal aliens enter the United States. Secretary Mayorkas, of course, is a former board member of HIAS, which received a number of grants from the Soros Open Society Foundation over the years. And as they're handed these documents, they, of course, then are guided to come into the United States, given safe passage, given refuge in all of these different NGO-backed hotels and different places around the United States. So how does one then go from that, given handed a flyer, please vote for Biden, to actually voting for Biden? Like, what would the process look like, do you know, for one of these illegal aliens to actually obtain a way to vote in certain areas, certain states, because we know that they can in certain areas?
Well, that would definitely depend on the state. But in some states, you can go and you can actually register to vote. And the only thing that you have to do is, you know, before you actually submit your registration, you basically just have to swear. To check a couple boxes and you have to swear. You're basically taking an oath that you are an American citizen. And of course, if they find out that you're not an American citizen and you registered, you're supposed to be prosecuted, and it's a serious, you know, it's a serious crime to do so. But that's what it is. But the point is, you can be an illegal alien and register to vote and just swear that you're an American citizen. It's as easy as that. Now, after you submit that registration, are there some checks, you know, before the election to see, you know, is this a legitimate person on our, you know, in our voter base that should be allowed to vote? They definitely do some checks, but you know, it's on record that in previous elections, there have been thousands of illegal aliens. I personally believe the numbers to be underreported that have voted in our elections. But, you know, they write it off as a fringe conspiracy theory and they say that it's inconsequential. But, you know, if this is actually I was reading something from the AP that said it was a conspiracy theory today. And, you know, if this document appears to be 100% legitimate, is legitimate, this is smoke and gun evidence that they're funneling these people into our country and trying to, you know, sway the outcome of elections, which we've known all along, but now we have an actual serious hardcore piece of evidence to prove it.
Right. As you point out, you don't have to be a citizen. You just have to swear that you are, and then you're able to go and vote. And to your point, like the idea that it's millions of individuals voting, we don't know that, but all it takes is thousands or even hundreds in certain districts to completely sway and tip an election in favor. And if you have areas, as we highlighted recently here on the show, in Tennessee, and of course in other areas, where if you can tip certain districts in favor, then you can entirely sway in the entire election. So it doesn't take millions. It just takes a few thousand, right?
100%. For all the people on the left that continue to talk about, oh, it's a grave threat to our democracy, Donald Trump. I mean, if you care so much about democracy, which I don't even like that word, we're a republic, but if you care so much about democracy, well, then you should be concerned about this. So, you know, let's see what people on the left-hand side of the spectrum have to say about this report.
One of the other things I'll get you out of here on this, Anthony, which is that according to Judicial Watch, that Secretary Mayorkas himself recently met with some of these entities, these NGOs, including Team Brownsville, Angry Tias and Abuelas. So he's routinely meeting with these NGOs, which are helping to facilitate this illegal flood of immigrants across the border. And of course, he spoke in front of the House last week and said, nothing to see here. The border is secure. Our main focus is border security in the United States, protecting the sanctity of the United States border. What do you make of that? I mean, did you laugh when he said that? What was your response?
Well, I mean, it's really a joke. We are truly living in, you know, Orwellian times here. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that, you know, lies are truth at this point. You know what I mean? War is peace. These are literally the times that we live in. And so when I hear this, basically anything this man says, I mean, it should be treated as a joke. It should be laughed at. And the man is a treasonous entity. As far as I'm concerned, he has, you know, allowed this country to be invaded, not only by people that may otherwise be, you know, not looking to cause America any direct harm, but certainly tens of thousands of people who are looking to cause America direct harm. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's treasonous. The man should be in prison, really, in my opinion. But no, I don't take his comments very seriously at all.
I said I was going to get you out of here a second ago, but I'll get you out of here on this. When you look at what's happening right now with the flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border, and you're reporting over the past couple of years here on this story, do you see the United States government, when you look at people on the right who want to stand up and sort of support protecting the United States borders, and then you see people on the left, there seems to be a coordinated effort, of course, between these two entities, the right and the left. There's very few voices who are standing up and calling for us to close the border. Do you think that we are, as we head into this election year, going to see a border closure over the next couple of months? What's your sense of what you're seeing the flow of immigrants coming across?
I think that that is a very good question to ask. I saw on the news the other day that there was some question, could, you know, Biden unilaterally decide to close down the border if he so chose to do so? And, right. I think that they may try to do something like that, right? And then during the debates, if they even have debates, then Joe Biden can say, well, you know, border crossings are actually at a record low. They're lower than when you were president or some nonsense like that, right? So maybe they'll try to shut it down. I mean, everybody knows that it's a horrible, horrible situation, probably the biggest crisis facing America. I think it's a bigger crisis than a U.S. dollar collapse, which is also coming. And the reason why is because, you know, at least if we had just a bunch of sovereign citizens, you know, red-blooded, 100% American citizens in this country that all back the Republic and the dollar collapse, well, we could come back from that. But I don't even know how you come back from this without some sort of, you know, totalitarian system where you round these people up and ship them back to their country. I mean, that system scares me. So the point is, it's a massive crisis. And obviously, for political reasons, I think they're going to try to do something about it leading up to the election. And I think, God forbid, Joe Biden is put in office again, I think they're going to, you know, just open it back up and crank it to hyperdrive. Because again, as I've said in past interviews, I'll continue to say, this is part, and everyone needs to understand, this is not, you know, lack of understanding of the situation. This is not just a mistake and they don't know what's going on. This is part of a larger geopolitical agenda. This is Agenda 2030. This is about dissolving the United States as an idea, as a nation state, and ushering in basically the rise of a new globalist era where countries, the United States, will just be essentially an economic zone with a flag.
So yeah, exactly right. You know, you mentioned this hoax idea. I'm just circling this through my brain here. Why would it be a hoax? And what would the goal be of a hoax? Someone on the left going down there, putting up flyers in porta potties in order to do what? Like, what would the end goal of this hoax be? Can you help unpack that before you go?
Well, I'm thinking the same thing. I mean, I literally just had a call before I got on the line with you here with somebody calling me up, or, you know, an important person calling me up and saying, hey, we're getting, you know, claims that this is actually a hoax. You know,
from a lawyer calling or something like that, right? I mean, like,
exactly. Yeah. Being like, hey, what information do we have about this? And I'm like, well, it was literally, the document was literally snatched from inside their office. But if it was a hoax, you know, then this person that's on the bottom of the letter, you know, or the Matamoros Resource Center must have some very sophisticated, enemies who are going out and planting flyers in their name and, you're waiting for somebody to find them. I guess that could be the only thing I could think of.
And again, for what purpose? You know, like, I don't, it's like I could see someone going up to someone who has a Trump sign in their yard, removing it and placing a Biden sign. Like, there's a clear purpose for that, right? You're trying, but I just can't wrap my head around what the purpose would be to hoax something like this and put it up in porta potties and hand it out to people that wind up in New York City. Like, it's an elaborate hoax. Anthony Rubin, great reporting on this. Again, the team at Muckraker were the ones to break this story wide open and actually get the flyers right out of the offices in south of the border down there. Anthony, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you so much, Clayton. I appreciate it.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.